Alright, okay, so welcome to everyone. Okay, so petang ni kita ada sedikit session. Okay, sambil kita tengah menunggu Dr. Arvin untuk join. Okay, hi to sepasang hati. Alright, selamat datang ke kita punya live. Okay, so kita tengah tunggu. Alright, so kita dah ada Dr. Arvin kat sini. Okay, I will invite Dr. Arvin to join. Okay. Hi, sepasang hati. Okay, so kita tunggu kejap. Dr. Arvin is will be on the line. Okay, hi doktor.
Hey guys. Hi, Pidol.
Okay.
Lama tak jumpa.
Itulah, kita PKP 1 year, so almost 1 year lah kita tak jumpa.
Yelah, dah lama tu.
Sekejap doktor, kita tunggu our members to join. And
boleh, jelas tak?
Invitation dah. So doktor dekat mana?
Kat rumah sekarang lah, baru balik kerja tadi.
Oh okay, still lagi lah, ada patient awal lah.
Mesti, itu takkan berhenti je.
Oh.
Mesti ada patient.
Alright, so kita ada Daniel. Okay, kita ada Naim kat sini, our coach also is here. Okay, so doktor.
Okay.
Buang masa, and I would like to thank you because accept my invitation for this this sharing session about hypertrophy training lah. Okay, so kita memang tahu kita share you punya knowledge on the hypertrophy dekat you punya Instagram, and then banyak benda-benda content yang very good lah. So maybe doktor can introduce sikit doktor punya, I mean what is your passion, your punya apa, barbell macha semua tu kan, how to call it?
Yeah, correct. Ni?
Yeah.
So yeah, so dengar tak? Jelas tak?
Sampai clear.
Okay, so nama saya Dr. Arvin. So I'm actually practicing at the moment, I'm practicing sports physician, and I juga merupakan salah seorang strength and conditioning specialist dari National Strength and Conditioning Association. At the moment, I'm a licensed strength and conditioning specialist juga. So I have been in the fitness industry sejak umur saya 18 tahun. So sekarang tahun ni saya 34 tahun.
Wow, lama tu.
So tapi nak kata pro trainer tu maybe in the last 5 to 6 years baru I jadi lebih kepada pro trainer lah, sebab sebelum tu memang banyak jugalah benda yang tak diketahui. Kita bro science banyak sangat, baca sini baca sana, belajar sini belajar sana. So tak adalah sangat evidence based learning at that point, but bila I dah mula fokus kepada sports medicine ni, saya fokus sikit kat ni training melalui evidence based lah, dengan my experience with my clients and so on. So I have been training people since I was 18 years old, tapi it has gotten better with the years of me training people lah, lagi banyak saya belajar sebagainya lah. And at the moment ni saya baru je pass my masters untuk sports medicine.
Okay.
So so from here on saya akan servis sebagai a sports physician lah.
Okay.
So saya akan deal banyak dengan sports injuries, obesity management, pain management untuk sports injuries, and performance as well lah. I punya field of interest is performance lah.
Performance lah. Okay, tengok diorang punya. Tapi kalau performance ni kita kata lebih kepada itu athlete lah kan?
Actually bila kita bincang tentang athlete ni kan, banyak orang mengingatkan atlet ni hanya orang yang main untuk negara ke, main untuk negeri ke. Itu adalah elite atlet. Atlet ni actually dia banyak jenis. So macam you dengan I ni, sebab we are constantly competing, kita are known as competitive athletes.
Yeah.
So walaupun kita tak main national level ke state level professionally, tapi kita train untuk nak join competition, nak train untuk ni sebagainya kan. So kita dipanggil sebagai competitive athlete.
Okay.
Ada juga orang yang dipanggil sebagai recreational athlete. Diorang juga yang, diorang bukan pergi gym tu kan, macam tak tahu apa benda nak buat. Diorang pergi gym tu atau pergi training tu sebab diorang nak run faster, they want to get stronger and those kind of things. So diorang ada target. So these people are recreational athletes. So athlete ni banyak jenis actually.
Okay. Betul, betul, understand on that. Yeah, betul juga. I mean, kalau macam yang orang boleh katakan, kalau you train, I think about 6 to 7 times per week tu, dah boleh consider sikit lah. Depends on you punya training jugalah.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, correct. Agree.
Dia dah bukan macam normal punya, like 3 to 4 times punya exercise kan?
Even then, kalau you dah nak dikatakan sebagai exerciser sahaja, actually you akan exercise less than 2.5 hours per week. Yep. On average, macam take yourself kan, kalau you dah exercise sejam 4 times a week, you dah kira recreational athlete dah.
Betul, yeah. Dia punya intensity, punya duration lah kita boleh take to declare.
Yeah, betul.
Okay, so doktor, kita nak go on kita punya topik hari ni. So it's about hypertrophy lah.
Okay.
Masih belajar, tapi I dulu macam as a certified personal trainer tu, bila kita belajar tu, mostly diorang akan ajarkan hypertrophy punya training method lah. Untuk macam foundation ataupun kita kata macam dulu memang kalau kita masuk CPT ke, memang the base is hypertrophy lah. Diorang akan advise untuk. So I think doktor boleh ceritakan sikit what is actually hypertrophy ni does ataupun dia punya training ni apa sebenarnya?
Okay, so hypertrophy dalam sel manusia ni, kita ada dua jenis style yang sel boleh membesar atau bertambah lah. So satunya dipanggil hyperplasia, di mana sel itu boleh menjadi lagi banyak. So satu sel boleh jadi dua, dua boleh jadi tiga, empat dan sebagainya. Okay, so tapi otot ni berbeza sikit. Dalam manusia, otot dikatakan tidak boleh hyperplasia. Dia tak boleh bertambah nombor sel dia. Dia hanya boleh sel tu membesar.
Okay.
Okay? Maksudnya sel dia boleh jadi semakin gemuk ke semakin besar lah. So yang tu dipanggil sebagai hypertrophy. So dalam manusia ni, otot kita ni, number of cells yang kita ada ni, untuk sel otot ni boleh dikatakan dah ditakdirkan lah.
Oh, okay.
Tapi kapasiti untuk sel tu membesar tu banyak.
Okay, so tak boleh regenerate tu, tak boleh regenerate lah.
Not tak boleh regenerate. Regeneration is different. Regeneration is part of healing. Kalau kita panggil hyperplasia ni, macam kalau kita katakan hati manusia ni kan, katakan kalau kita donate hati kita, kita boleh donate separuh hati kita kepada manusia lain, dan hati tu akan grow back pada size yang normal. Dia boleh hyperplasia pada size yang normal. Sama dengan uterus dalam perempuan, masa dia mengandung kan, sel tu akan bertambah untuk membesarkan sel dia. Untuk uterus tu. Tapi dalam manusia, otot kita membesar ni, sebab sel dalam otot tu, sel itu sendiri yang kecil ni akan jadi besar. Yang tu dinamakan sebagai hypertrophy. So, bila kita train muscle kita ni, bila kita buat resistance training ni, apa yang akan jadi kepada sel kita inilah, ialah sel itu akan hypertrophy kalau stimulusnya mencukupi.
Okay. Okay, so dia akan besarkan kita punya sel otot tu lah. I mean, dia akan besar.
Yeah. In simple terms, yes, that's what it means. Tapi banyak orang ingat, oh, kalau saya buat resistance training, saya akan terus nampak macam Arnold Schwarzenegger. Itu tak betul lah.
Kalau tear tu kalau kekoyak.
Kekoyakan tu, okay. So tear tu, masa kita bila dia injet, dia bukan all the time akan terus tear lah. Dia sometimes boleh go through things like inflammation, lepas tu dia boleh dapat tendinopathy. Tapi tear ni biasa berlaku katakan masa main bola kan, sometimes dia tengok dia nak cuba tackle orang, terlunjur kaki dia, lepas tu otot tu tak dapat stretch beyond that particular amount, dia akan koyak lah. So tear tu lain.
Kalau kita buat dengan muscle building pula, macam contoh soreness yang kita panggil koyak muscle tu, itu koyak kecil.
Muscle damage. Yeah, so they are, yeah, so those are micro tears. Or boleh dikatakan sebagai first stage of muscle injury. But the thing is, bila you attend this hypertrophy seminar ni, I will explain kenapa principal muscle damage ini sekarang is under question. Sebab, is it really essential for us to damage our muscle in order to hypertrophy, or can we do it with very minimal damage? So I will answer that question during the seminar, because that is very important to understand. Sebab the concept of yang kita kena koyakkan masa dulu atau injure masa dulu sebelum boleh hypertrophy is an outdated knowledge.
Alright. Okay, that's good. That's good education. Apa? Ni lah. Okay, okay, good info. Okay, yeah. So actually, siapa yang patut atau gunakan hypertrophy punya training ni? I mean, this hypertrophy ni untuk siapa sebenarnya?
Actually, untuk semua orang. Okay. So the yes, the importance of hypertrophy. The thing is, kita punya target untuk hypertrophy, setiap orang ada different target. Macam saya suka that my physique is bigger. So my entire training is geared towards nak improve my strength and improve my muscle size per se. Okay. So the way I train, the way I eat, the way I do my entire lifestyle, my sleep and so on is memang target saya untuk membesarkan badan saya dan menguatkan badan saya. Tapi the thing is, hypertrophy is important for almost anybody who is living, because to a certain extent we need a good amount of muscle mass, dikatakan sebagai peak muscle mass. So bila kita tengah muda macam ni, yang orang yang tengah dengar, katakan you are in your 20s or your 30s, we are going to need a certain amount of muscle mass, sebab as you age, muscle mass akan turun. Muscle mass kita akan turun sebab hormon dalam badan kita yang support kita punya muscle mass, the amount we eat, the amount we sleep and everything starts getting lesser or gets affected as we age. So the amount of muscle mass we have will decrease eventually. Suka ke tak suka, muscle mass kita akan drop with age. So katakan at my age, I am at this big. So imagine when I'm 70, I will have lost some muscle mass, but because I've built enough, I will be able to hold on to most of it as I age. Tapi katakan when you're young, you never paid any attention to your muscle mass or strength. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you have very poor strength, very poor muscle mass. As you age, muscle tu akan decrease juga. Mm-hmm. So muscle tu takkan hilang tau. Muscle hypertrophy, dia akan atrophy, mula kecut.
Okay.
So you will start facing this thing called sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss.
Okay.
And with that, you akan lose function. When you lose function, it's because two things. Either you lose strength or the muscle mass itself is reducing. Strength is the most important thing lah. So, dia akan turun juga dengan hypertrophy tu. So, kalau kita katakan whether it's important untuk hypertrophy, untuk cyclist ke, untuk runner ke, yes, it's important. Just that magnitude of hypertrophy berbeza. Okay? Untuk runner, kalau you're a marathon runner, you cannot be very big because your sport is endurance. But do they hypertrophy? Yes, they do. Kalau you tengok endurance runners, dia bukan tak ada muscle. They are very, their punya fibers are mostly maybe type 1. Mm-hmm. Okay? That makes them very good runners. They are very, very efficient. They might not be very strong, but they are very efficient with that muscle they have. Tapi kalau you tengok sprinters lebih besar sebab dia orang more type 2 fibers, they are very explosive. Mm-hmm. So cyclist pun macam itulah. So muscle mass ni, dia bukan saja untuk bodybuilder ke, powerlifter ke, strongman ke, dia important for other sports. Footballer pun kena ada, actually orang biasa pun kena ada. Sebab imagine our parents kan, bila tua kan, one of the biggest problems they face is tak boleh bangun dari kerusi.
Betul. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that the reason for that is, number one, their muscle mass is really low, or they have lost a lot of muscle mass, and they have lost a lot of strength.
Yeah.
So those two basically come hand in hand.
Yeah, I recognize juga. Macam contoh this PKP kan, kita tak pergi gym semua tu, even kita tak train, bila kita tak pergi gym, kita tak train lah strength ataupun kita tak train muscle dekat rumah. Kita just banyak buat brisk walking, jalan ke apa. So I notice that kita jadi macam bila nak naik tangga tu pun jadi lagi sakit kaki, sakit lutut dan sebagainya. Berbanding kalau kita waktu kita
training,
kita ada rasa macam, bukan kata energy lah, tapi kita rasa muscle kita ni engage untuk kita nak naik tangga dan sebagainya. Boleh nampak?
Yeah, so as you age, yeah, as we are sitting at home ni kan, most of us are not very active.
Hidup,
when you're not very active, unless you are you have a online trainer who is helping you with programming home-based exercises and so on, then you will be able to do strength training. And the thing is, banyak orang ke rumah, we don't have equipment. You might have like one dumbbell, two dumbbells, maybe some bands. Okay? It might not be enough to become bigger lah. But it will be enough to maintain what you have. Actually, kalau you pandai program.
Pandai dia punya program. Okay, doktor. Actually, ramai orang, diorang ni lebih kalau di Malaysia ni kita tahulah the most if program yang orang cari adalah about weight loss program. Even ramai trainer kat luar sana pun dia akan lebih berminat untuk mengajar program yang berkaitan dengan weight loss. This is a like high demand lah on the weight loss ni tu. So do you think ataupun hypertrophy ni dapat tak bantu daripada segi weight loss punya program?
Okay, so this is a very good question. Okay, I hope I'm not stepping on any toes. Tapi weight loss training ini does not really exist. Okay, you have to understand what you are talking about weight loss. In my terms, I'm talking about fat loss because the problem is fat, right? Okay, fat loss is the outcome of proper exercise, the outcome of proper diet, the outcome of proper sleep. You do not exercise just to lose fat. That is not what exercise is for. You get it? The good outcome of exercise is losing body fat. Okay? We exercise to become faster, to become stronger, to look better, you know, to have agility, to have power. Those are the reasons why we exercise, because those are the attributes that are going to help you to function. Having lower body fat is good health outcomes. So, it doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do. As long as you're in a calorie deficit, you will lose body fat. It doesn't matter what exercise you do. You can do running, you can do cycling, you can lift weights, you can do strength training, whatever you want. You will lose body fat if you are in a calorie deficit. That means the amount of activity you do and the amount you eat, it causes a negative balance. So there is no such thing as a weight loss training, because any exercise can be weight loss. Any exercise can be fat loss as long as you meet the calorie deficit. So what does hypertrophy training do, or what does resistance training do to that, is resistance training helps increase the muscle mass. So when it increases the muscle mass, it also increases the body's demand for energy.
Okay.
Okay? So when it increases the body's demand for energy, the possibility for you to burn more calories is going to be there.
Okay. So bila dia dah ada,
understand,
up to them lah. Kalau jaga makan, of course you akan will be ni lah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So
we should not like macam cakap kalau kita buat exercise ni dia boleh weight loss. Itu tak betul.
Yeah.
Sebab bukan semua orang macam kepala macam saya nak buat resistance training 4 kali, 5 kali seminggu. Sebab for runners, your sport is running. You might like running a lot. But like what the seminars we have done before, I told you that if running is your main goal, strength training helps the running. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So for people like me who are strength athletes, running or cardiovascular training helps my cardiovascular training by making me more aerobically fit.
Okay.
Macam tu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand that. So, and then actually hypertrophy ni dia have like a programming lah. I mean, untuk macam it's a guideline lah untuk orang yang mana nak jadi trainer ke, dia mesti, orang kata hypertrophy ni dapat bantu dia daripada segi guideline, can teach for beginners untuk ni, dia ada guideline lah.
Correct. So the reason why I wanted to do this seminar is kebanyakan orang yang who are trainers who are teaching hypertrophy ini, okay, sadly in our country, the amount of accreditation or the certificate you need and everything is not very strict. Anybody can become a trainer, you know. So there is always going to be a disparity of what this person teach or what that person teach. Kenapa trainer ni suruh buat 10 set, 10 repetition, apa hal trainer ni suruh buat 3 set je.
Mm-hmm.
So kenapa banyak sangat berbeza? Kenapa? Okay. So sebagai trainer ni, as a trainer, it is important for you to understand the principles of a particular training. And I realize that most people do not understand the principles. So bila kita program training ni, kita main bantai je. Apa yang kita rasa betul. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you understand, kalau you tengok pro trainers kan, bila kita program any kind of training ni, the training is actually specialized, individualized. That means, kalau saya program untuk Fidawis katakan, dia kena individualized and specialized to your needs, your capabilities, apa yang you akan ada, apakah kekurangan dengan you. That means, probably you have a knee problem, so maybe lunges might not be suitable for you. I might have to do leg presses or something else. You cannot just use cookie cut program. Maksudnya, saya program ni, kita guna untuk 10 orang.
Mm-hmm.
Tak boleh macam tu. Okay, you might need 60 seconds rest between sets, but the other person might need 2 minutes rest between sets because they're not recovering enough. Okay, so dia banyak individualization. So as a trainer, a good trainer, you will be able to do that. So the reason why I want to do this seminar is to equip you, macam bagi you the toolbox.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to teach you what are things you can do, what are things that in the toolbox. So katakan untuk klien ni, kita kena gunakan spanner ni, kita gunakan screw ni untuk klien ni. Tapi untuk klien kedua, tak boleh guna pula ni sebab tak berfungsi. So we have to try something else.
Okay.
And the thing is, you have to understand as a trainer ni, dia bukan macam kita akan tahu semua dalam first session dah betul. You kena tahu macam mana nak troubleshoot. Klien katakan, the first training session ni macam saw dia nak recover tak bagus sangat. Terlalu banyak soreness. I can't seem to do my next session. I'm not recovering well enough. So you have to be able to troubleshoot where the problem is. Maybe you are giving too many sets. Maybe you're giving too many repetitions. Maybe the weight is too much. So kalau if you are a trainer who has the toolbox, you will be able to troubleshoot. And what I'm trying to do is give you the toolbox.
Yeah, it's a complete. Of course kita kena tahulah macam mana kita nak modify all the untuk tengok pada individual semua tu kan. So hypertrophy ni dia I think memang it's a basic lah, basic yang memang dia kena faham betul-betul dululah before
correct
the program. Okay, so ramai orang dia satu lagi dia takut macam strength training ni akan ni, this is normal lah, common punya question yang perempuan dia akan takut badan dia jadi besar. Tapi but I believe now ramai juga perempuan yang dah into this gym right now because they have this education lah. But last
correct
time kan, memang perempuan semua, all the runner semua tak nak pergi buat apa. Okay, so now I nak tahu doktor boleh advise what is the difference between strength training, hypertrophy and also some like powerlifting punya program.
Okay, so if you're talking about resistance training or strength training, kita use that word interchangeably actually. Okay, resistance training ni, it is depending on what your goal is. Okay, so resistance training is a huge spectrum. Okay, so if you see powerlifters, okay, powerlifters biasanya is a sport of strength. It's a sport to show strength. So if you tengok the style which powerlifters train is memang low repetition training, very high load training. Okay, kita akan gunakan 85%, 90% one repetition max. So katakan kalau one repetition max saya adalah 200 kilo squat, biasanya saya akan training dalam range 160 hingga 200 most of the time. Tapi kalau kita tengok hypertrophy ni is somewhere in the middle. Between 5 to 30 repetitions ni, kita boleh train to improve muscle growth, muscle size. Okay? And the thing is, this is more apt for you kalau you tengok bodybuilders, physique athletes and semuanya, biasanya akan train in this particular range untuk dapatkan hypertrophy muscle. Okay? Then if you tengok, these are the main two difference between the types of training. Now, bila kita, and if you train more than, I say, 25 repetition, 30 repetition, they're more towards endurance kind of training lah. Okay? They call it like strength endurance. Macam kita buat push-up 50 kali. Macam tu kan? It's more towards strength endurance. So, if you have to understand that dalam setiap spectrum ni, hypertrophy is the most between katakan 5 to 30 repetition. Tapi tak adalah, tak ada hypertrophy kat 1 to 5 repetition. Ada juga. Just, dia bukan the best. Not, you don't get the most amount of hypertrophy. Okay? Likewise, kalau you selalu train more than 30 repetition, selalu buat push-up je, masa tu boleh lah membesar, tapi takkan membesar sebanyak orang yang menggunakan lebih banyak berat dan train dalam 5 to 30 repetition tu. So dia macam the zone of which you train it lah. So most of us will fall in the hypertrophy range. Most of us.
Depends orang tu punya goal jugalah. Maksudnya kalau berapa strength yang dia nak tu. I mean, yalah, kalau macam contoh.
Yeah.
Apa, dia tak perlu strength untuk sports dia. Dia tak perlu strength yang terlampau tinggi. Jadi dia just maybe per body weight ke berapa persen saja kan dia punya tu.
Yeah, so dia always depends apa you punya target dan apa yang cuba you're trying to achieve lah. So maksudnya I'm not saying that kalau you are an endurance athlete you tak boleh buat strength training. I mean powerlifting style training boleh juga, tapi it's not going to be very beneficial to your sport. You cannot spend too much time on that. Katakan kalau you nak belajar macam mana nak buat bench press ke apa, it's very technical. So kita kena, bila kita fikir pasal hypertrophy ni kan, kita kena fikir kalau kalau klien ni dia ada masa tak untuk belajar technical parts of training ni. Sebab banyak teknik, macam deadlift is very technical, squat is very technical. So does your client have that kind of time? If your client doesn't have that kind of time, what can you do? Can leg press be a better option? Because leg press dia punya skill tak banyak, duduk, letak kaki ke atas, tolak plate tu. Okay? So it's simple for your client to remember or to learn. Instead of you trying to teach them how to squat, the bar must be here, tangan macam ni, back kena tahan macam tu, kaki punya position macam ni. So they becomes very complex. Okay? So I'm not saying your client cannot learn that. Your client can, but it's not something you teach to a client yang baru masuk gym semalam.
Yeah.
You know? So kita kena fikir, as a trainer, you have to be able to do that. Jangan kita choose exercise ni sebab saya suka squat, saya bagi semua orang squat lah. Tak boleh macam tu. Sebab kamu dah training 10 tahun, client kau baru 3 bulan. Jangan compare. Tapi then most of trainers pula akan bagi cara style training tu macam dia punya. Mana boleh client tu baru 6 bulan training, you rasa dia boleh tahan ke training you? Tak. So kita kena fikir macam tu. So that's why individualization and specialization comes in.
Okay, alright, doctor. So I think hypertrophy is a good, yelah, kita panggil dia, it's a part of programming, and then dia ada method dia dan sebagainya. Nanti kita akan belajar form lagi, macam mana correction form semua tu. Lepas tu, of course, nama-nama muscle, anatomy semua tu. That's why I think this seminar akan membantu banyak lah actually untuk trainer, sebab not just only programming, dia kena tahu macam mana form yang betul, dekat mana muscle engagement dan sebagainya lah. I think this seminar, orang kata sangat useful lah untuk yang mana trainers yang nak tambah add on dia punya knowledge. So I think you guys boleh join this seminar dan banyak lagi soalan. I think it's very informative and attractive lah dia punya seminar ni. I believe dengan Dr. Harvey memang kita tengok memang no stop lah, kita akan bertanya dan tak boring for this seminar.
Yeah.
If you guys nanti yang mana berminat untuk belajar tentang hypertrophy training ni, so you guys boleh klik kita punya link, nanti we will share dekat absolutewellness.my/hypertrophy, dan kita boleh tengok lah dekat Instagram doktor, boleh follow Dr. Arvin, follow Instagram.
Yeah.
Kita akan promote untuk kita punya seminar pada 17 hari bulan ni nanti. Okay, so I think best lah kata untuk the knowledge untuk orang baru, not just to become a trainer, but macam I pun kalau suka add on macam my knowledge ke apa semua tu, I akan join je mana-mana seminar yang I think boleh bagi value lah pada diri kita kan. I think it's very...
Yes, correct.
Lah. Actually, for this MCO yang lockdown ni pun, I macam-macam seminar I join. Even I tak... Sekarang ni I cari seminar yang nak memasak pun I nak join kalau ada kan. Untuk upgrade our skill.
Betul.
Our value.
Yes.
Sebab ini now is opportunity. Duduk rumah pun tak buat apa kan, doktor? So, baik benda-benda yang value yang boleh orang kata bagi kita knowledge lah. And then of course, we memang honor lah dapat doktor, memang sangat experience and also lead by example. You tengok Instagram doktor nanti, boleh tengok macam-macam training and also macam-macam knowledge you boleh dapat daripada IG doktor. Okay, thank you for your time.
Alright, okay. Alright man, see you guys at the seminar. Alright.
Everyone can register our seminar nanti on 17. So kita akan sembang panjang lagi dengan doktor, okay?
Alright.
Thank you, doctor. Take care.
Okay, take care, Fidaus.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.